This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Nicole from West Seattle is. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Nicole has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What TV shows often abbreviated to AGT?
America's Got Talent.
Yes. Russell Wilson will be playing for what NFL team this upcoming season?
The Broncos?
No.
The Steelers.
Yes. Taylor Swift brought Travis Kelce on stage for the first time at an Eras Tour show in what European city?
Pass.
Which state in the U.S. has the most counties?
It has the most counties. Texas.
Yes. What rock band had the hit songs Everything Zen and Come Down?
Push.
Correct. Abruptly ending communication with someone without explanation is often called what?
Ghosting.
Yes. How many movies have Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg done together?
3?
Yes. What
two.
Crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan dangerously cheesy?
Cheetos.
Correct. In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historical landmark by the city's Landmark Preservation Board?
I didn't get that.
In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historic landmark by the city's Landmark Preservation Board?
The 70s.
No. Nicole, you got 7 Ooh, correct, though.
That was a win earlier today.
Woo! I'll take it. Do you think it's going to be a win now?
I believe it. I believe in her.
I believe it, too.
I've got that girl power vibe going right now.
Do you?
Let's go.
Yeah.
You should distract him. Oh, hey, Steve.
By doing what?
I don't know.
Oh, my mind immediately went down. She said girl power, you said distracting. My mind went to
where?
To me, the
gonna,
obvious.
Then we're going to flash him.
Woo!
Oh, is that the obvious?
That's what, is it not?
What I was thinking.
Oh.
Were you? I was like, you guys better not tickle me.
Know.
That's what I was thinking.
Girl.
Sarah, 1,
I'm sorry.
2, 3. No, just Whee! Kidding.
Oh. No, all right. Steve, are you ready?
I'm staring at a news story about Hooters. You guys are talking about this.
Perfect way to distract you. Am I wrong?
The hoots will always distract.
Ain't that the truth?
Hoot's gonna hoot.
Good thing you have your blindfold on. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What TV shows often abbreviated to AGT?
America's Got Talent.
You know it. Russell Wilson will be playing for what NFL team this upcoming season?
Let's weld. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Taylor Swift brought Travis Kelce on stage for the first time at an Eras Tour show in what European city?
Is that London?
It was.
All right.
Which state in the U.S. has the most counties?
Washington.
No.
Oh. Oregon?
No.
California?
No. Yeah. What rock band had the hit songs Everything Zen and Come Down?
Bush.
Yes. Abruptly ending communication with someone without explanation is often called what?
Ghosting.
Yes. How many movies have Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg done together?
I know of two, so I'm going to guess two.
No.
Three?
Yes. What crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan dangerously cheesy?
Corn puffs?
No.
Cheez-Its?
No. Oh, I love Cheez-Its.
Bugles?
No. In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historic landmark by the city?
2000s.
City Landmark Preservation Board? No.
90s?
Yes.
Damn it.
Too late.
I could have got another guess if you weren't stuttering so much.
No,
right,
you couldn't have.
I know.
And that was the decision maker because you got six correct, which is a loss. Yeah. 7-6.
Wow.
Go, Nicole.
Nicole.
Is that two losses today for you?
We don't talk about that.
I don't even know when the last time was that happened.
Has it happened?
No, it definitely has happened at some point. I don't know when.
Well,
not often, though.
You did eventually get the 90s, and you're gonna kick yourself for this. Nicole got it right. What crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan dangerously cheesy? I had to ask my husband if it was a chip, but it's a corn puff snack.
Corn puff snack.
You're overthinking this.
Doritos?
No.
Oh.
Close.
The mascot is a cheetah.
Chester.
Cheetah. Cheez-Its.
No!
God!
Cheez-ums?
Cheetos!
Cheetos!
Oh, my God!
Wow! They're dangerously cheesy.
Cheetums, a brand new...
Cheetums. And does Cheez-Its even have a mascot? Because they should,
no.
Now that I think about
That's
it.
That's a good call.
Isn't it the cheese wheel thing?
Oh, you're right.
That's not a mascot, though.
I think it is.
Didn't they bring it to life?
Yeah, they
talk. If it came to life, it's a mascot.
It talks.
I don't know if that's the actual rule, but I'm making it now.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, are you familiar with the Sage Steele Show?
No.
So it's a podcast hosted by, you guessed it, Sage Steele.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Right? Light bulb moment there. But on a recent episode of her new podcast, the host had
she was on ESPN. I remember Sage Steele now. I just didn't remember her name. But once I saw the picture of her, I was like, oh, okay, I know exactly who you're talking about. So she's got a podcast
now. Everybody's doing it. UFC's own Dana White was on. And a very embarrassing moment transpired that is like making my skin crawl just thinking about it. She confused him with someone else.
And the great part about this is apparently this interview was going on for about 90 minutes.
Whoa.
And I don't know if that meant that she thought she was I need to go back now and listen to the full interview to find out. Like, was she asking questions that either celebrity could answer? Or did she think that, or was it just one of those brain farts? Because as much as you want to goof on somebody, I know I've been guilty of it. I know we've talked about Danny and his flub with the All-American Rejects. Like, you have a brain fart, and sometimes you say the wrong name.
Of course. So I'm not even going to say the name of who she confused yet. I want to play the clip.
Okay.
At the conclusion of the interview, Sage asked this question that obviously confused Dana White.
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
Joe Rogan, Dana White. What's Dana White's dream?
Did you just think that was Joe Rogan?
I totally did.
She just called me Joe Rogan. You thought I was Joe Rogan?
Yeah, I thought you were Joe Rogan.
I was bald before Joe was ever bald.
Okay? I know.
She did a two-hour podcast. I flew here from Vegas, and she thought she was interviewing Joe Rogan.
Jesus.
He doesn't sound very pleased.
I would want to crawl in a hole and die.
I've had that happen, though. Not on the level of what she just did right there. Although she could have just been like, yeah, have you ever thought about Joe Rogan?
What do you think his dream is?
I know you could hear her go, what's Dana White's dream, I meant? We could fix this in post. But I remember I was fortunate enough to go do these WrestleMania interviews or SummerSlam interviews where the WWE would send me to wherever the event was happening, put me up in a hotel, which was awesome.
Nice.
And then part of the deal was get up early in the morning and do what their version of Radio Row, kind of like at the Super Bowl. But they just parade all their wrestlers that are willing to get up early, which is quite an arm twist for the PR people. But they made it happen. And one time we had the New Day, which are massively successful, very popular WWE trio. And I'm a big fan, and I know these guys. And one of the guys is Xavier Woods, and he's awesome. I've been a fan of his forever. But the nerves kicked in, and I'm like, oh, I'm here with Kofi Kingston, Big E, and Elijah Woods.
Oh.
And didn't even realize it. I wish I don't have the audio, but you could just see the look on his face like, huh? He's like, Xavier. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And the funny part was he goes, he's like, it's all good. You won't believe how many people have actually done that.
How funny.
Because
not the first time.
Yeah, but I felt like such a dope.
Well, at least it didn't go as awkwardly as that went.
Yeah, he didn't say I just spent effing 2 hours talking to you.
Flew all the way here. You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. Give us a follow on social media at Daily Migs. On the topic of interviews, for some reason, there's this interview that took place back in 91 that is going viral in the present day.
Okay.
The Highwaymen were touring back in 91, and they sat down for an interview, and it did not go as planned.
Now, I did not know who the Highwaymen were. Did you?
Yes. It's like basically a super group of country music.
Yeah, I didn't know this is even a thing. I kind of want to go check out some of their stuff.
Oh, they're fantastic. Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Kris Kristofferson.
And here's a little bit of one of their songs, appropriately titled, The Highwaymen. Many a young maid. So that's Willie Nelson right there.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
That's about all I need to hear.
It's so great, though. I mean, like a super, like outlaw country supergroup. It's pretty dope. Okay, nobody agrees.
I'll have to listen to some other songs. It's not fair to just base it on their most popular song.
I'll send you one of my favorites after the show.
What's the song? What's the song called?
I think it's called Silver Stallion.
Okay. Silver Stallion, boom, right there, yeah.
Play it.
Oh, you want me to play it, huh? Well, I just like, yeah, just do whatever you want. Okay, fine. Don't yell at me. I already like this one way more.
It's got a little pep.
Do you? Well, when you set the bar so low with the one before that.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion.
No.
Who's this one? Who's that guy? What does he look like?
Which of the four? It's not Willie Nelson.
Is that Kris Kristofferson?
It's probably Kris Kristofferson. Yeah, he's the only one I couldn't recognize.
This is like my mom's dream group.
Here's Johnny Cash.
Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds.
Okay, Karen is way too into this.
Yeah, please turn this off.
I need goosebumps, you guys. I love it so much.
No. Mind you, she's wearing a Grateful Dead shirt right now. Of course she would like this.
So back when this tour was happening in 91, the Highwaymen were interviewed by a reporter. This reporter asked a question that suggested they were only a band because they couldn't sell out venues on their own anymore.
Oh, so like
which is just awful to say.
So even see, before social media, there were still trolls. They just didn't have an easy conduit to get these trolly opinions out.
So this is what Waylon Jennings responded with.
Why the teaming up to give us? One critic, at least one critic, probably more critics have suggested it's because none of you can now fill the halls anymore on your own, that it takes four of you.
What?
How do you answer a critic
How
like
that? How kind of you to point that out. I might point out that I sell out smaller venues than they do.
I'll tell you, one more point, too, that if you ask another question like that, we'll burn your home.
Gonna find me a reckless woman.
That's Waylon right there.
Raise your blades and die.
The interview's great. You couldn't see it. You couldn't hear it, but visually, that reporter looked not too pleased.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Earlier this week, Nirvana's Nevermind celebrated its 33rd anniversary.
I cannot believe it's 33 years old.
The math ain't mathin'.
No.
Because the 90s were 10 years ago, right?
Right.
So many comments have praised this as being one of the greatest records of all time, while some of the comments are a little more interesting. So let's go straight to the comments.
Now, usually we'd send these comments to our production director, Jason, but he's flying back from New York from success. And thank you to everyone who listened to I'm Listening. He was the producer of it. So he was there over in New York putting that all together to help raise awareness for mental health. So he wasn't able to give us his best interpretation of some of the negative comments that are on social media to illustrate how stupid people get on social media. So once again, I went through this AI celebrity voice impersonator app, which I'm starting to question how good it is, because so far it hasn't done all that great with Cartman, didn't do all that great as SpongeBob. They both sounded exactly the same. So I figured, let me find somebody who doesn't sound like either of them. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
So are we ready for the comments as read by robot Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Of course.
Okay, here's the first comment about Nirvana's Nevermind.
All these years, I thought the drums were all that Dave banged. Hashtag groupies.
Oh, poor Dave Grohl. He's never going to be able to live this down.
No, he won't.
Here's our next. You know what? That Arnold wasn't all that bad.
That was pretty good.
That's pretty good. All right, next one.
Yo, what the f***? There's like a naked baby on the cover. Who the f*** is this band?
That's funny. I never think about someone who doesn't know who Nirvana is, and then you see that cover, and it is just a naked baby underwater trying to get a dollar bill, and the baby's got its little body part.
Like, what are we doing here, kids? Like, jeez. What
is happening here?
F*** Nirvana. This f***ing band ruined music in the 90s. Signed, a fan of hair metal.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that was a very unpopular opinion, though.
I mean, they weren't the only band that helped put the final death blow to hair metal. I think hair metal helped that, you know, and I was a hair metal fan, but like, mm-hmm. I think Alice in Chains was a part of that. I would even throw like, you know, Soundgarden and Jane's Addiction and like, you know, all those bands that those alt rock megastars, I think they all helped put the end to hair metal.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was a crazy time.
Sure was.
Loser music for losers, written by losers. Hashtag losers.
A person sounds like a loser.
Y'all right there, Sarah?
That is something I would write 100%.
Loser music for losers. Written by losers. Hashtag losers.
I feel so targeted.
So rude.
I mean...
Losers!
What? At least I know I was a loser when I first discovered Nirvana. I wouldn't say everybody else was, but I definitely fit the bill.
Okay, what the f***? This record didn't come out 33 years ago. It's only been 10 or 15 years, right? Me, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
We are.
And I mean, sound-wise, you know, like there's some of those bands from the 80s, you could tell like that was recorded many, many, many years ago. But I feel like that album and a lot of the quote-unquote grunge bands, I feel like those records sound timeless. Like they don't sound dated.
Very well produced.
Yes.
Ever since Dave cheated on his wife, I just can't listen to his music anymore. Disappointed.
It's funny coming from Arnold Schwarzenegger. People need to let that. That's a good conversation, though. Like, you know, about like, hey, can you separate the art from the artist? In this situation, I can.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, I mean, it sucks, obviously, for what is going on with their family, but that's not my business. Like, there's certain artists that I just can't separate the art from the artist. Do you have anyone like that?
Well, give me an example of yours.
Okay, for me, and I think Daniel will know this band, the band Brand New.
Okay.
I love that band. I would go see them live all the time. I remember one time taking the Ted Smith, and he was so annoyed with me. Because it's just like, dude, we're the old, and this is like forever ago. He's like, we're the oldest people here. Like, this is just like, I feel like I'm at like some high school party. I was like, yeah, this is odd. And now looking back on it, maybe the writing was on the wall. The lead singer eventually got in trouble because he was doing inappropriate stuff with minors.
Oh,
like,
no.
Talking to, and it's just, you know, creepy is all creepy. And I just can't. I can't rock with the band when it comes up on like my like a playlist, and then I instantly skip it. I can't separate the art from the artist in that situation.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of Diddy fans that are doing that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kanye fans. I think there's some people that just have refused to listen to Kanye ever since.
Mine is R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I feel like usually I can separate, but that one.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Loser music for losers. Written by losers. Hashtag losers.
What about you, Danny? You got a band that you can't separate the art from the artist?
I mean, it's probably brand new for me, too.
Which sucked, because they had so many great songs.
And they were so big in high school. It was one of those just like, ah, come on, dude.
Boo.
I will say, though, with Dave Grohl, he just like looked like, you know, the most perfect musician. So it is kind of like, ooh, you ain't perfect no more.
I think that's why people have lost their minds about it, because he was like, he was the goody two shoes rock star. Like, everyone's like, we all love him. He always does great stuff. Nothing he does is bad.
Yep. Squeaky clean.
And then next thing you know, bang, bang.
But he didn't put that out. He just did stuff, and people put that to him. Like, that's the part that I am. He's not like, I'm a good rock star. He's doing Jaeger bombs before every set. Like, he's a rock star, guys. Like, I expect this from all of them.
It's no different than like when sometimes people are like, I'm so sick of this person talking about X, Y, and Z. And it's like, well, don't get mad at them. The reporter or the interviewer keeps asking them questions about that. Yeah. What do you want them to do? Saying, I don't want to talk about it. Then they're a douche for saying that.
No further questions.
Someone texts in, R. Kelly for sure. He blanking irritates me now.
Yeah. Question for you.
Have you figured one out?
I think probably for me it would be like a P. Diddy and sometimes, you know, even Michael Jackson sometimes.
That's a good one.
No, I know. Not that I ever really listened to Michael Jackson. It just gave me a reason to like act like I'm altruistic. Like, I'm like, no, I stopped listening to Michael ever since I heard about the stuff. I just never really cared about his music.
No.
Oh, see, I did. So that's a tough one for me. Because it's still so, like, questionable.
You don't know what's true and what's not.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's dead now, so.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
The Daily Migs Show.
What was the cringiest phase you ever went through in your life? 206-803-ROCK. Danny's going to love this one. Juan in Seattle, you want to talk about your emo phase.
Yes!
It's not okay.
Yes. So, I mid-2000s. You guys all remember that emo phase, all the kids with the jet black hair and the mops pop. So I really wanted to fit in. Thing is, I have curly hair. So one night I decided to chemically straighten my hair.
Oh, no.
And, you know, it straightened my hair, but on top of that, I burnt the heck out of my forehead.
Oh, no.
So there's no scars or anything. But yeah, and then I proceeded to dye it jet black, even though I already have like really dark brown hair. I look like all the other kids, kind of, except everyone knew me because, you know, I was in that high school and I had curly hair, and I was one of the few kids that had curly hair. So,
Juan, did you try to do like that thing where like that part of the hair covers one of your eyes?
Oh yeah, oh for sure.
Awesome.
So my senior photo has that. You know, same hair still. Yes. Thing is, you know, still I have curly hair, so I had curly hair like growing already. So half of my hair was like super straight, and the other half was curly. It looks so stupid.
You're silly and emo.
I just want to say it was never a phase, Juan.
Okay. Yeah, Danny's still doing this.
You know what? I still rock out to Thrice and Youth on Glory, My Let's Chemical go. Romance, Death Cab. Oh, for sure. I don't do the straight hair, though. I get chills whenever I walk by that hair product.
See, Juan grew up. He can still like the music, Danny, but he grew up.
But if Juan wants to come in and relive his emo past, he should come to Emo Night.
He should definitely come to Emo Night.
Yeah.
There we go. Heck yeah.
Get out the hair straightener for it.
Duke in Gig Harbor, you tried to go the longest without washing your jean shorts, jorts.
Yeah, whenever you used to cut off the actual jeans and have the threads hanging down.
Yep.
Yeah, we had a contest between about four or five of us that who could go the longest without cutting their jean shorts.
So
or without washing their jean shorts. Sorry.
Who won and how long was it?
I hate to say it. I won, and it was like 2.5 months.
Oh my god! And how often were you wearing them?
Oh, pretty much every other day.
I can. We almost smell that.
Who could, wear their Chuck Taylors the longest without buying new ones? I had duct tape around the front of my toe.
But in all fairness, Chuck Taylors, when they're brand new, kind of stink. Like, it's like, you got to have them broken in order to, they're way more comfortable, and they just look way better when they're a little scuffed up.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true.
Right on, dude.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking about the cringiest phase you ever went through in your life.
One texter. I love this one. Two words. Hammer pants.
Yeah.
I never had the hammer pants.
I did have a pair in elementary school.
They always looked so cool.
They were dope.
I wanted them so bad. Dope. My parents were like, no, hell no. I wonder if hammer pants were popular in the gentlemen's clubs.
Oh. Mm.
Comfortable.
Yeah. Roomy.
For the dances, you know.
Of course.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.